advise the public that the board did not take any action on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session was limited to a discussion of matters directly protected from the public disclosure by the Open Meeting Act. Back to our original agenda, modified, we go to item number 7, and this is director's comments. And first up under that is any project updates.
Sure, thank you. Thank you, Chair. So some project updates for the board quickly is ANWR is continuing to advance at the administrative level with the Department of Interior per President Trump's executive order and direction to the agency. And the agency's exercise of its own discretion to review the decision by President Biden's administration and Department of Interior to issue a record of decision that essentially had terms and conditions that were so severe it would have been almost impossible to develop ANWR. So that's also, in our view, contrary to federal statute, which says there shall be development of oil and gas in ANWR under the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So we're waiting for that decision and also working internally to identify the best strategy to advance development. Development of ANWR is estimated to produce as much as $2 billion a year for the state in terms of royalties and production tax. And that number increased by roughly $250 million given the change in the Big Beautiful Bill, the Reconciliation Act, that changed the split on the royalty sharing to 70-30. So a lot of potential there, billions of barrels of oil, trillions of cubic feet of gas, lots of revenue for the state, potential there at ANWR. Ambler Road, somewhat of a similar position, Chair. We're waiting for the agency to act on the direction again from President Trump to revisit the PLO 5150 limits that prevent our right-of-way from vesting in the state and some other administrative actions that moving forward will make it much more certain that we'll have our rights-of-way and our permits that we need to develop the Ambler Road project. Again, I think over an estimated $1 billion over 20 to 30-year revenue to the state from corporate income tax, mining license tax, royalties, and other revenue inputs, along with thousands of jobs at a time when Red Dog Mine is looking or projecting a 2031 end of life, and there may be a gap between that time frame and when the next deposit, 10, 11 miles to the northwest on state lands, an underground mine can be developed. So Ambler Road and the mines there look to fill a really important gap for the Northwest Arctic Borough that will keep a lot of residents working. The West Sioux project, we submitted our Army Corps of Engineers permit. That permit is under review by the agency here in Alaska. We did apply the post-Sackett definition of wetlands from the U.S. Supreme Court case in 2023, and that definition is extremely narrow compared to the previous definition, which frankly was almost anywhere that it rains. We now have a much, you know, more workable definition that is based on the presence of a navigable water body that has visible surface water. So the court moved a long ways away from the previous definition, which was kind of anywhere water landed and fell and moved underground. So we're looking forward to working with the Corps and getting a very narrow, that narrow definition required under the U.S. Supreme Court case implemented. And that should speed up permitting and allow us to advance on that project fairly quickly. I think those are the main project updates, Chair.
All right. Long dashboard report.
Right. I'll provide just a high-level overview, and Tiffany can provide some thoughts or some details on it. $364 million in loan participation, loans outstanding, starting balance, and as of 7/1/2025, $4 million in principal payments received, ending balance $360 million. I'll let Tiffany address some other details, but we do have some pretty interesting, good-looking projects at this stage coming up for significant amounts of LPP loans. Both of those happen to be in Ketchikan, Alaska. One relates to a power project for SEPA, and another one relates to a cruise ship tourism facility. But I'll let Tiffany take it from here.
Hello. Good afternoon. Yes, so the pipeline has been updated. So it's about $75 million now that we have in different points of projects, whether they be in pre-flight or potential. So, and we are aware of some modifications coming in very quickly now in the next couple of weeks. And we are still working on our modification under delinquency.
Mr. Chair. Tiffany, I see we have one delinquency on the books.
Yeah.
Since looks like July.
Yes, it actually started to occur basically in about May, but we're working on some inspections for that loan right now. So we hope with those inspections we'll be able to put a modification together.
Okay. So the current plan for that is another modification. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anything further, Randy, on that?
Nothing further on the loan dashboard report, Chair. Other than one note that the Small Business Economic Development Loan Program that is managed by Department of Commerce, we will be receiving a memo shortly from that division director about the demand for that program and strategy options for perhaps getting a few more loans out.
What is their default rate then?
I don't think they have any loans in default. They're not making many loans due to capitalization of the program, I think, largely. But it's a pretty solid performance rate.
Okay. The board resolution report's in your packet, so I don't think we need to go through that. I mean, just FYI, is that correct, Randy?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then you have a statistics report.
Right. And this report, Mr. Chair, relates to the program I just mentioned, what they call the acronym SBED, SBED program, which has loans, only 33 loans outstanding, roughly $9 million in principal amount outstanding. Average loan amount is $250,000 per borrower. No delinquencies, no foreclosures. The other loan program that's in this report is the RDIF, or Rural Development Initiatives Fund, 25 loans outstanding, roughly $2.6 million in principal amounts outstanding. Total average loan amount of $85,000, pretty small amounts, no delinquencies, and no foreclosures.
All right. Any questions on the director comments before we go to board comments? Board comments. Bill?
As usual, I want to thank staff for the all the preparation you put in and the information that you give us. It makes it easy to make decisions, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Just want to say thank you to Randy and to the staff. I know that there's an awful lot of work going on here on a daily basis, and just know that you're very much appreciated. You're doing great work for the state and for the people of Alaska, so just thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Or Member Fogle. Sorry.
Okay, I think you're good. Sure, no, I'll echo the other board members' comments, recognizing the diligence on some of the matters discussed today. Online, Julie, Randy, anybody want to?
No, I'm good. Thanks very much.
Okay. So just be cognizant, tomorrow is 9/11, and we have that recess today that'll begin over at the railroad. So,
yeah, but
remember our country.
Anybody else? All right. So, thanks to everybody, and I think there's even lunches out there. Is that correct? For anybody wants to eat. Thank fellow board members, especially those remote, for taking the time to come in. And Jeff from North Africa.
Wow.
You know, we're all jealous, but that's okay. You'll hear about it when you get back. So I'm going to call a recess today for this board meeting until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It'll be a joint work session, which will be a first, at least my tenure here on this board, with the Alaska Railroad Corporation. And the goal is the collaborative economic projects for the state of Alaska. And I will say that a portion of the discussion may be held in executive session to address confidential legal matters. I will also mention that Governor Dunleavy has committed to call in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to address us, his vision. So that being said, this meeting is now recessed till tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at the Alaska Railroad Board of Directors room. Thank you very much.
So.